You're standing in a long-gone hamlet called Pexport, which had warehouses, a weigh station, taverns, cheese factories, a custom office to process orders going to Canada, and a train station. It was named Pexport after Alonzo Peck, who constructed a large port for boats to unload and turn around on his family's farmland. This allowed grain to be unloaded onto wagons lined up and pulled by horses to the prosperous whiskey distilleries of Log City, now called Eaton. Four barges at a time could be docked, loaded, reloaded, and turned around to go back to the main canal. A boatman named Newell Stevers spent the first 17 years of his life on the Shenango Canal. He remembered, "We'd boat grain up to the big stills at Hamilton, Pexport, Bouckville, and Soulsville, and bring back loads of whiskey, which the merchants sold or shipped away. We only did the boating. The whiskey then sold for 25 cents a gallon." On the northwest corner of Route 46 and Wendover Road, looking across the road to your right as you face Route 46, there's a foundation of the house where George Hooks Wiltsey lived when he grew up playing for the Bouckville Summits baseball team. He eventually made the big leagues and signed with the New York Giants in the early 1900s.